Today's episode is about autism and intuition. With the high rates of sensory information, sensory processing, that data is coming in fast and processed fast. Remember, the outside world is chaotic. Autism is an interesting conundrum, a confusing paradox of socialness, balancing on the self. Our intense internal world meeting the complex and ever-changing social world. Keep in mind, as we explore autism and intuition episode, keep in mind, autist or autistic means autos, which means self. Before we begin, I want to take a moment to mention Daylight Computer Company and the future of tech. The future of tech is already here. And it's Daylight Computer Company. It is too easy and too frequent that our society and culture are seeing the vast harms of tech on humans. This is not a good situation. Daylight Computer Company's DC1 offers the solution. See the link and use autism for a $50 discount. With that, the most exciting news of late is Daylight Kids. Daylight Kids offers kid-friendly devices. We cannot likely outrun or avoid the tech world. But we can understand how to use tech and how these devices should be built. Human life depends on it. Use autism for $50 discount at Daylight Kids. So that's autism at Daylight Computer Company and at Daylight Kids. The future of tech is already here. Also see Chroma Light Devices, lights designed for humans. Humans were created from sunlight. And modern life, our modern environments, are neglecting what gives life on Earth? Sunlight. All light have wavelengths. Isolated light wavelengths, especially shorter wavelengths like blue light, LED fluorescent light, and tech light, are destruction to our biology. Dementias and Alzheimer's, obesity, heart disease, cancers, neurodevelopmental problems, autoimmune conditions, and so forth, are all tied to this story. With Chroma Lights, their products are designed for human biology. And their engineering are foremost with their devices. Use autism for 10% discount. So let's start autism and intuition. Intuition is not some sort of mystical and not merely emotional. Intuition is a biological process, and its rapid prediction under uncertainty arises from the integration from sensory input, interoceptive signals, emotional salience, and memory, and learned values. We've discussed every one of those components, every dynamic just mentioned in previous episodes. Rather than originating from a single gut feeling, intuition emerges from neural loops involving sensory cortex and some regions such as the posterior parietal cortex, the anterior insula, the orbital frontal, and the ventral medial prefrontal cortexes, anterior cingulate cortex, or the ACC, and broader prefrontal networks, and the basal ganglia. We've discussed each of these regions in pretty good detail. Now, I will admit, the orbital frontal cortex, OFC, hasn't been discussed that much. We've discussed it a little bit in the whiteboard series, but not too much. There's a lot of value here. Value in decision-making. So, for the episode, I reluctantly will compare and use neurotypical brains, so others, versus the autistic brain. In the neurotypical brains, this loop tends to compress uncertainty into affective impressions, and it produces fast, socially tuned judgments. In autism, altered sensory weighting, a persistent prediction error, and atypical interoception, in other words, a mismatch, a balance, a shift, weighted heavily on the inside versus the outside. And excitation-inhibition imbalance reorganizes this loop. Intuition becomes less effectively compressed and more analytically iterative, relying on explicit internal modeling and repeated prediction error refinement. Now, if you've paid attention to the recent whiteboard series episodes, we've discussed diffusion versus refinement. This is going to be in play because we're already talking about the sensory cortexes. These three main sensory cortices, such as the visual cortex, the auditory cortex, and the somatosensory cortex, are big major regions of interest here. The autistic intuition is not diminished, it's just weighted differently. It's reconstructed. Intuition begins in the sensory cortex, but sensory cortex is not just passive. The visual, auditory, and the somatosensory regions continuously compare incoming input with predicted input. Remember, the brain is a prediction machine. It does not like to work. It only wants to respond. Every moment the brain is asking, does reality match expectation? When it does not, this error happens. Sensory cortex generates prediction errors that propagate forward through association networks. Remember the recent episode about the corollary discharge as well. This is all happening. This is all connected. All of these previous episodes are connected. We're just building a grand story about the autistic phenotype. And so-called neurotypical brains, these prediction errors are rapidly filtered. Inhibitory interneurons, remember the PAR of albumin interneuron, the most abundant inhibition, or GABA, same thing, cells that we have. Inhibitory interneurons suppress redundant detail, and alpha oscillations gate a relevant input. We've talked a lot about the waves, alpha waves, sometimes called oscillations, or sometimes called frequencies. So inhibition and these oscillations are working to surround and inhibit uncertainty, unpredictability, and fit into the social world, the social norm, if you will. Redundant features are averaged away. The system compresses detail into just-like representations so that only the most behaviorally relevant information survives long enough to influence intuition. In the autistic phenotype, this compression is reduced. Local inhibitory tone is weak, and excitation is often increased. Remember, this is a seesaw. Remember, this is a push-pull tactic. Our default as humans is go. Our default is excitation. We use the inhibitory side, inhibition side, to kind of balance out. So that excitation being increased, gamma synchrony within circuitry is stronger, and alpha gating is diminished. Sensory cortex, therefore, preserves far more raw information. Subtle timing shifts and micro expressions, tonal fluctuations and environmental problems remain available to higher cortical regions. The spotlight of attention. This is what higher signal fidelity means. Higher signal fidelity refers to the perseveration of fine-grained sensory information across cortical layers. Remember the mini columns. Instead of collapsing input into simplified representations, the autistic phenotype sensory systems maintain high-resolution detail. Remember visual thinking and thinking in pictures and that intense internal world, seeing movies at high rates of speed. These features from the sensory input would normally be discarded, but instead they are processed. They are encoded and forwarded downstream to the cortical processes, sensory processing, sensations to perceptions. This produces extraordinary perceptual precision, but it also increases cognitive load because the system must process more information simultaneously. This bottom-up precision forms the foundation of autistic intuition, the autistic phenotype. From the sensory cortex, information flows into the posterior parietal cortex, which integrates across modalities and constructs salience maps. Posterior parietal regions determine what deserves attention and how sensory information is organized spatially and contextually. Remember, signal to noise. In the so-called neurotypical brains, the normal brain, salience is stronger, biased towards social cues, such as faces and gaze direction, emotional tone, and group dynamics. Prior expectations about people heavily influence what is noticed. In the autistic phenotype, those priors are weakened. And incoming sensory likelihoods carry more weight than social expectation. Parietal cortex becomes tuned toward anomalies and patterns and structural inconsistencies. Attention is pulled toward what does not fit versus what is socially relevant, what is important for the social context. This explains why autistic individuals often notice system errors and logical gaps and subtle inconsistencies long before others do. Our parietal cortex is weighting reality more heavily than narrative, truth versus social goals. The autistic phenotype's intuition therefore begins not with social impression, but with anomaly detection, deep things that is difficult to see. Next comes the anterior insula, which integrates bodily signals like heart rate variability, breathing rhythm, both rate and depth, gut sensations, autonomic arousal, into subjective feeling states. Remember, the frontal insula, sometimes called FI, frontal insula and anterior insula are the same thing. And the insula is very unique, where it receives brain states, information coming in from the brain, what's happening in the brain, and bodily states, bodily signals, and environmental signals. Those three are the main sources of data. So the insula is very privileged. In the neurotypical intuition, uncertainty is rapidly converted into visceral experience. A bad vibe is literally a change in interoceptive mapping. In the autistic phenotype, interoception is frequently atypical. Internal bodily signals may be muted, delayed, or noisy, and often overwhelming. This does not mean that these so-called bodily signals, these gut feelings, doesn't happen. They're just processed and have different meaning. Emotional arousal does not always map cleanly onto conscious awareness, because the insula cannot reliably compress uncertainty into bodily sensation. Intuition processing shifts upward into cortical networks. Instead of intuition arriving as a feeling, it arrives as a thought. This is one of the central reorganizations of the autistic phenotype's intuition. Remember, the insula is involved in the salience network, and it also has the von Economo, sometimes called spindle neurons, those rapid cells that are very unique for social situations. We'll talk more about them momentarily. The amygdala operates in parallel, tagging emotional salience, especially threat, distress, motivation, and incongruencies, within a few hundred milliseconds. In many autistic individuals, the amygdala reactivity is heightened here. Subtle negative cues are amplified. Tone shifts and posture changes or inconsistencies in behavior trigger emotional resonance, even when they cannot yet be articulated. Remember, we are way past the era of this brain region is responsible for this thing, like the amygdala is responsible for fear. We're way past that. The amygdala is responsible for all sorts of emotional salience and motivation, not just aversive and fear. This produces strong, effective empathy, particularly for negative emotional states, but without automatic narrative interpretation. Autistic individuals often feel something is wrong before they know why. Before the social cue or the social environment, the social tone even knows why. It's a great error detection method. So valuation, attaching some value and meaning, and kind of hitting on the orbital frontal cortex. The orbital frontal cortex assigns value and meaning to this sensory emotional information. It computes reward expectancies and evaluates outcomes and updates predictions. The OFC, the orbital frontal cortex, receives fast sensory information. Not raw sensory information, but very fast, early on in the sensory processing procedure. It receives information fast. In the neurotypical brains, orbital frontal valuation is strongly shaped by social reward, such as harmony and approval, and affiliation influence what feels important. Most people are social, but not all people are social. In autism, valuation shifts toward internal coherence, and the orbital frontal cortex prioritizes consistency and evidence and structural truth over interpersonal smoothing, over interpersonal relationships, or this so-called errors, making meaning just to fit into this social narrative. No, thank you. This supports accuracy, but can appear blunt or rigid externally. For the people that's evaluating this or experiencing this from the outside, if this is not you, you think this is kind of rude or straightforward, but this is actually just reality. Conflict monitoring and control and the ACC, the anterior cingulate cortex. We've talked a lot about the ACC. We have an episode, early episode, about autism and adaptive responses and the medial prefrontal cortex and the ACC. Remember, those two lead the way for adaptive responses. And I just want to make mention, though, that the ACC is often paired. It's often accepted and thought to be as a part of the medial prefrontal cortex. So the ACC is often described simply as an error detector. We have a pretty good whiteboard on this about the complex and detailed roles. Lots of roles with the ACC. We have that episode with the spindle neurons where we map that out. The ACC and the insula. So see the whiteboard episode about spindle neurons. The ACC integrates prediction error, emotional salience, and effort estimation, and risk-reward evaluation, amongst other things. It answers the question such as, is this outcome worse than expected? Is continued effort worth it? Is this uncertainty tolerable? And should control be increased? Remember about leading the way. Sometimes this area can be hijacked with those subcortical areas, those emotional areas. The ACC monitors conflict between competing interpretations and evaluates whether actions are producing expected rewards and signals when cognitive resources need to be recruited. It is deeply involved in motivation, persistence, and adaptive responses, adaptive learning. In electrophysiological studies, the ACC activity appears as error-related negativity and sustained beta oscillations during conflict. It recruits dorsolateral prefrontal cortex when models need updating and influences dopaminergic signaling when reward expectancies are violated. So the basal ganglia, the dorsal striatum, I should say, and the ventral striatum, and the brainstem areas, such as the VTA, the ventral tegmental area, are all involved here. In the normal brain, the ACC signals attenuate once emotional or social coherence is restored. Ambiguity is tolerated, and the system moves on. In the autistic phenotype, ACC signals tends to persist. Prediction error does not resolve simply because something feels acceptable. The autistic phenotype does not work that way. Risk-reward evaluation remains active until structural coherence is achieved. Effort continues until the model actually makes sense. This is an underrated aspect of learning. This will never be understood, and the listener of the podcast will likely not catch this. It's no shot to you. And the professionals, people in professional roles, PhDs, MDs, and so forth, the people that study this, people that study autism, they won't catch this. But this is a huge part that allows us to enter in the gate of a learning bout. You must overcome this before you can learn. Don't miss that. I want you to understand that. The autistic phenotype learns at accelerated rates. The autistic intelligence, Asperger's little professors, and so forth, is all in this story. That B3, restricted fixated interests that are abnormal in intensity or focus, entering into that gate of learning. This is all happening here. The autistic phenotype's brain, our brain does not accept, no, that's close enough type of thing. We'll just make sense of this. This makes sense to us. We'll just fit this and move on. The autistic brain waits for a closure, a certainty, an explanation, making sense of things. Whenever the ACC refuses this closure, the system enters iterative learning. For most, these spindle neurons, or sometimes called von Economo neurons, are in play here because of the social aspect, the social influence. The social dynamics of most people. Spindle neurons are large and fast conducting projection neurons located primarily in the ACC and the anterior insula. These regions sit at the center of uncertainty monitoring, interoception, emotional salience, and value computation, the salience network. Spindle neurons are recent, are evolutionary, specialized cells found mainly in humans, great apes, and cetaceans, such as whales and dolphins, some elephants, more primitive and social creatures. And they develop largely after birth, reaching adult levels by early childhood. Their simplified dendritic structure and large axons suggest they function as rapid relays and transmit condensed outputs from ACC and insula to the frontal and temporal regions involved in higher order modeling and social inference. These are linked to reward expectancies and punishment anticipation and social bonding and are positioned to integrate bodily signals and emotional value and probabilistic outcomes into fast, intuitive judgments. The spindle neurons, the system, develops atypically in autism, with structural and connectivity differences observed in the ACC and frontal insula regions, along with disrupted white matter pathways that normally carry spindle neuron projections. Remember, we drew this out in the mini columns. When this fast intuition relay is weakened, uncertainty is no longer efficiently compressed into those visceral gut signals. And instead, prediction errors remains active in the ACC and force greater reliance on the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex modeling and iterative cortical refinement. And in this framework, the autistic phenotype does not eliminate intuition. Intuition is rerouted, and the loss of rapid spindle neuron mediated compression shifts intuition processes away from affective immediacy and toward explicit analysis, helping explain why autistic individuals often rely on deliberate reasoning and internal stimulation in situations where neurotypical intuition would arrive automatically. The spindle neuron disruption, therefore, provides a cellular bridge between altered interoception, persistent ACC signaling, and the structural, driven, iterative form of intuition described throughout this model. The iterative learning is a recursive loop through which the autistic phenotype and intuition is constructed. Sensory cortex provides detailed prediction errors. The posterior parietal cortex highlights anomalies. The ACC flags unresolved mismatches. The prefrontal cortex updates internal models. The basal ganglia reinforce improvements via dopaminergic learning. And the system predicts again. This loop repeats continuously. Remember the episodes on the basal ganglia. In the so-called normal typical processing, learning often stops when emotional coherence is achieved. In the autistic phenotype, learning stops when structural coherence is achieved. Insight arrives late because many little micro adjustments occur silently. When clarity finally appears, it feels sudden, but it represents convergence after prolonged refinement. This refinement here does not necessarily mean, it doesn't mean those sensory maps with the neural feel. It just means making sense of prediction and running models, storing databases and so forth. The prefrontal cortex plays a central role here, especially the dorsolateral regions that support working memory, abstraction, and simulation. The autistic intuition relies heavily on prefrontal modeling. An individual's mentally test scenarios, track inconsistencies across time, and build explicit representations of cause and effect. The basal ganglia will consolidate successful predictions through those dopaminergic reinforcements. Remember, the substantia nigra pars compacta is dopamine. Substantia pars reticulata is GABA. So we're talking about the compacta here. And then the VTA, the ventral tegmental area, and the nucleus accumbens for those lower subcortical regions of dopamine. Each improvement strengthens corticostriatal pathways, and over time, deeply refined models become automatic within domains of expertise. This is how iterative learning crystallizes into intuition. From the outside, this looks like instinct. Internally, this is the product of thousands of refinements that accelerated rates of information coming in and closing loops and learning. In the autistic phenotype, diffusion imaging, DTI, reveals altered white matter connectivity patterns in autism. Long-range frontoparietal and frontoinsula tracks may be weaker or less synchronized, while short-range tracks and local connectivity within sensory and association cortices is often stronger. Remember, those distal connections are a problem. The examples of driving on a highway or an interstate versus a gravel road. This is how you should look at this. And this creates increased local processing density. Remember the visual thinking episodes where there's high rates of visual inputs and it's hard to kind of scan and move on. And reduced global integration speed, stronger intra-regional coherence, and weaker cross-network synchronization. Functionally, this looks like for the autistic phenotype is autistic cognition becomes internally coherent before it becomes socially aligned. The outside world is chaotic, so why would we go there? And plus, the internal world is more interesting. Excitation-inhibition imbalance further shapes this architecture. Increased excitation and reduced inhibition amplify sensory and emotional signals while prolonging neural activity. The neural oscillations reflect this profile. Gamma rhythms bind fine sensory detail. And reduced alpha gating allows more information into awareness. Sustained beta maintains conflict and cognitive control, and theta supports emotional memory retrieval and iterative updating. Together, this oscillatory pattern favors precision, persistence, and modeling over rapid compression. Effective empathy, mediated by insula and the amygdala, is often intact or heightened. Cognitive empathy, supported by medial prefrontal and temporoparietal regions, is frequently reduced. And this creates a two-stage intuitive process. Emotional resonance first, cognitive interpretation second. Remember, affective empathy is, if you tell me what you're going through, I will feel it, I will see it, I will live your experiences. This is very much true. This is very much a byproduct of the visual thinking and seeing movies, seeing other people's lives. There are two episodes on supplementing relationships through visual thinking. The autistic phenotype will appear lonely, and sometimes that's true, But most of the time, it's not needed. There are many relationships going on. There are many experiences on the inside world. The predictive equilibrium differs fundamentally between affective empathy and cognitive empathy. Neurotypical intuition compresses uncertainty into feeling. The autistic intuition resolves uncertainty through iteration. And autistic brains preserve detail, sustain prediction error, refine internal models, and wait for the coherence. And uncertainty is constructed, not assumed. Broader meaning and the architecture of the self. Remember, the term autism derives from the Greek autos, meaning self, not selfishness, not isolation, self-referenced processing. The biology that gives us autism allows us to be comfortable within ourselves. The autistic cognition builds meaning internally rather than inheriting it socially. We will build our own maps. You can have your maps built if you wish. We will build our own maps. This inward architecture resonates with Carl Jung's observations that model individuals often search outward for meaning while avoiding descent into the inner self. This is very much where intuition and self-growth, self-understanding happens. Whether interpreted psychologically or philosophically, the neurological parallel is clear. Autistic minds are structured to model inwardly. Autistic intuition is not granted by social compression or social development. It is earned through recursive modeling. Modeling of the truth. Modeling of finding and discovery and understanding. Socialness and the complications can damage this system. When the autistic phenotype are taught to override internal signals in favor of external performance, we interrupt the iterative learning loop that builds certainty, and intuition confidence erodes. Things like ABA, things like forcing the autistic phenotype to fit in. Can you fit in or not? The whole complex, the whole definition of criteria A. People determining who is socially awkward versus who isn't.